here's a story from The World.
In Brazil, unemployment and poverty have spiked alongside COVID-19 and led to widespread hunger. But a nationwide organization of small-scale farmers is doing its best to help tackle the problem. From southern Brazil, Michael Fox has the story.
All right, my favorite.
A farmer in white shorts and a camouflage garden hat pulls a huge stalk of cassava from the dry hillside. This is a good one, he says, holding the long potato-like plant. Farmers break off the roots and place them into large plastic bags. Then they slide them into the back of a white pickup truck for their trip to the city. This could be any small farm in northeastern Brazil sending their produce to the market. But these are not just any farmers. They're members of Brazil's landless workers movement, the largest social movement in the Americas. And this cassava, it's being transformed into dinner for hundreds of homeless and poor families in the state capital of Recife. It's cooked with chicken in huge pots in an industrial kitchen and scooped into styrofoam containers. Then they load up the truck again and drive the meals across town to families waiting in lines. The farmers wear surgical face masks and red shirts with the logo of the movement. They spray alcohol on people's hands before handing out the meals. God bless you, says one man with a goatee and an orange and blue polo shirt as he's handed two styrofoam containers. This scene is played out night after night in Recife and cities across Brazil. The need is dire. Unemployment is over 14%. 43 million Brazilians don't have enough to eat, according to the Brazilian Research Network on Sovereignty and Food. There are many groups donating food in Brazil, but few are like this. The 37-year-old organization has roughly 1.5 million members living on hundreds of land settlements and occupations around the country. Seres Adichie is a leader of the movement in the southern state of Paraná. She says, from the very beginning of the pandemic, the economic crisis here got worse, and we saw that people were quickly beginning to end up without work. Food insecurity was getting worse, and donating food was a way we could help. The movement isn't just providing dinners. They're donating milk, vegetables, and produce. A lot of it. Last Saturday on May Day, the group carried 50 tons of food for poor families in another major city in southern Brazil. In this video posted on Twitter, the caravan of 8 huge trucks rolls into downtown streets amid cheering crowds. A huge banner reads, "Landless Solidarity." Another demands, "Vaccines now." According to official figures, the landless workers movement has donated 4,300 metric tons of food and 860,000 meals over the last year. I spoke with Paulo Mansan over the phone one evening in late April. He's a movement leader in the state of Pernambuco. They were delivering 30 tons of produce to a poor community.
Inclusive, agora temos aqui ainda umas 100 cestas, aí a gente organiza, né?
He said, right now, we still have 100 baskets. We organize them, bring people from the community or bring the baskets up to them. And then people divide things up among those who need them. Watermelon, melon, cassava. Movement leader Seres Adichie explains that this type of solidarity is in the DNA of the organization. She says, when you treat land well, it's generous. The part of your crop that you're going to eat is generally small. You need to sell some to make ends meet, but you always have a lot, so we can allocate a portion of our food production to be donated. The landless movement has long occupied unused land in order to force the federal government to implement land reform. But that's put it directly in conflict with powerful landowners, corporations, and President Jair Bolsonaro.
Nós temos que tipificar como terrorismo as ações do MST.
We have to classify their actions as terrorism, Bolsonaro told a reporter ahead of his 2018 presidential election. His government hasn't gone that far. but the movement has faced harsh evictions and paramilitary violence.
Nesse último mês, na última semana, nos últimos 15 dias especialmente,
Seres Adishi says, over the last month, we've suffered at least three attacks in points around the state connected to paramilitaries. They're connected to local powers, large landowners, with this Bolsonaro tendency to attack our encampments, using violence against our families. Movement members are undeterred. They've delivered more than 120 tons of food, 250 liters of milk, and 1,000 bags of non-perishable goods just since the start of the month. They promise that much more is on the way. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.